During the pandemic, it was common to hear people say they were having a hard time getting into a doctor's office for conditions not related to COVID. Now, a new poll shows those were not idle complaints. The survey is by NPR, the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. It found that of all the American households where anyone has been seriously ill in the past year, about 1 in 5 had a hard time getting medical care. And among Black Americans, the problem was even worse. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee has more.
Back in 2006, Tamika Kimbra Hilton was diagnosed with a uterine fibroid, a non-cancerous mass in her uterus.
When I found out about it, it was like, well, we'll just laser it, a little outpatient. So I did that, and then it came back.
For years, she managed the pain and other symptoms using medication and changes to her lifestyle. Then, in the spring of 2020, her symptoms got worse. But she couldn't get an appointment to see a specialist.
The pandemic and the law made everybody in our city shut down unless it's COVID-related. So unless you're dying or you need things to live, you couldn't get an appointment.
2 years since, she's still waiting to see a gynecologist. She says she's called multiple practices. Most say they're backed up for months. Others won't take her insurance. Meanwhile, she feels worse than she did 2 years ago. She feels bloated and nauseous a lot.
It makes me want to throw up a lot. It makes me miss work. I miss work sometimes 1 or 2 days a week, but at least 3 to 4 times a month.
Kimbra Hilson is not alone. Among the Black respondents who had a serious illness in their household in the past year, 24% said they've had trouble getting care. That's compared to only 18% of white respondents who said the same. Mary Findling is the assistant director of the Harvard Opinion Research Program.
What's really sad is the racial gaps in healthcare between Black and white Americans has remained. And looking across a broad range of measures, it's better to be a white patient than a Black patient in America today.
She says the poll findings also challenged a common assumption about disparities in access to health care.
There's been this assumption for minorities that when they can't get care, it's because they can't afford it or they don't have health insurance.
But Findling points out that the vast majority of Black respondents who experience problems with access reported being insured. Lauren Salisbury is a health policy researcher at the University of Chicago and was closely involved with the poll. She studied how people in Black and brown communities have long struggled to access medical care for chronic diseases like cancer and diabetes.
Even pre-pandemic, you know, we were seeing challenges with the healthcare delivery system, challenges with financial and economic insecurity.
And the pandemic has made those disparities worse, causing delays across the board.
We've seen delays in care in multiple types of healthcare services, like screenings for individuals. We've seen delays in the initiation of things like chemotherapy or radiation therapy or treatments such as that.
And studies have found the same disruptions in diabetes, pediatric, mental health care. Dr. Arif Kamal is the chief patient officer at the American Cancer Society. He says millions of women of all racial backgrounds have missed cancer screenings.
Over the last 2 years, we estimate about 6 million women, for example, in a study that we published, have missed routine cancer screening, mammograms for breast cancer, cervical cancer screening through their OBGYN or primary care physician.
Now, after 2 years of financial losses due to the pandemic, health systems are struggling to get back on track with such routine care, especially because they've also been dealing with severe staffing shortages.
The healthcare workforce has not been immune to the effects of the Great Resignation.
So it may be a while before people are able to access the kind of care they used to before the pandemic. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.